Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back to Think Loud Crew, where it's three moms who keep it real with motherhood, life, and our WTF moments. And this week, we're back with a special guest, Papa Floyd.
Woo! Okay, I like it.
What were you about to say?
I was going to go Mr. Kyle Floyd to you. Wait, in my low voice.
Why? Is it because we're talking business today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard we're going to talk a little entrepreneurial.
Kyle Lynn isn't here this week, so if you guys are asking, where's Kyle? She's not here this week. I thought I'd read some of your comments in my voice, but whatever. Kyle's out this week. My dad's in this week. So we've been getting asked this question, I feel like, since the very beginning of us starting this, right?
I feel like we always get this question.
It's
always a good question.
It is a good question. And I just think that bringing you on, it shows like longevity as opposed to like we're fairly new at being entrepreneurs.
Yes.
You've been entrepreneur maybe triple the time that we've been, not to show your age.
But in your journey, and
yeah.
I think
you've done really well for yourself.
I've done all right.
You've done really well for yourself.
I think you've done very well for yourself.
So I want you to start from the beginning of your work history and how you built your work ethic and your background, because I feel like you have to tell where you started.
Okay.
Like back from like where Papa put it into you and Mimi and Ruby put
go all the way back.
Well, like a little bit.
Okay.
And then touch on like how you were frying chicken at churches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know it all because I feel like I'm still learning in my journey of being an entrepreneur. So.
Okay. So I would say this. First, at some point, I want to tell you the pros and cons of being an entrepreneur versus working for, let's say, corporate America.
Okay.
Because that's a good story.
Well, just
story
give
too.
Us a quick background.
But
like
I give
on
you a quick background on me is, and we were talking about this earlier, I grew up in a. Well, it was technically a single parent home because my mom and dad divorced when I was relatively young. Mm-hmm. So then my mom took me and my brother. She had two boys. My dad was always around. He's still around, you know.
Yeah.
So, but her being a single parent, and she was about 20, 25, 26.
Oh, with wow.
With two boys.
You guys both. That's so crazy.
So she's going to school and working. Okay? And how old were you boys? Well, I'm around. I think I was three when they divorced. Uh-huh. So I'm putting myself around 5 years old.
Okay.
Okay. She was 22 when she had me. So maybe time I'm five, she's 27.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's got a 5 year old and a 7 year old at 27.
Sheesh.
Okay. So now let's fast forward to when I become a little bit more socially conscious. Let's make me like 12.
Okay.
Okay. When you start to notice what people are wearing and everybody's got this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Ma, I want to get some Adidas. Everybody's wearing Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you know, here, let's go get some tennis shoes.
Some Adidas.
they weren't the Adidas. They were the four stripes.
Yeah, Adidas.
No, actually. So you guys have it wrong. Adidas is actually how you say Adidas.
In where?
Everywhere else but America.
Oh, shit.
Everywhere else. Everywhere else but America, it is pronounced
so
Adidas.
So you got some Adidas.
Adi four stripes.
It's not Adidas.
You know, I mean, you know, when everybody else was, there was used to be this jacket. It was called a bomber jacket.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The bomber jackets were like maybe $50 or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we went and got a jacket that was more like, you know, $19. And it had, like, the bomber jacket had, like, this fur, not real fur around it.
Yeah.
Well, it had something, but it wasn't a bomber jacket. You know, it's like, you know. So the thing was, at some point I realized I wanted to keep up with the Joneses.
Yes.
But my mom had different financial responsibilities. So I had to go make my own money.
Yeah.
So around that age, you started doing your own thing.
I started chopping down trees. I'd do anything for my aunts, my family, anybody who needed something, I would do. If I didn't know how to do it, maybe my granddaddy Balk would teach me how to do it. Paint, chop, whatever. I'm working.
Yeah.
Okay? And then once I realized I could make money, then I started selling. Like, my first hustle was I sold blow pops.
Like lollipops?
Yeah, that's like a blow. It had gum in the middle.
Oh, blow pop.
Yeah, you suck it down or lick it down, and then there's a gum in the middle.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd buy them from a nickel on the way to school to get them to school, send them 15 cents, 25 cents.
So you figured out how to hustle at a young age.
Oh, man, I was hustling. I was doing it.
You said, I'm not going to get those
sheep shoes or bomber jacket. Everything was really every 25 cents, okay, until the Sixth Raiders kind of jacked me one day.
Oh,
and they didn't actually jack me, but they pressed me. Mm-hmm. So I told them I'd give them a deal with only 15 cents for them. Okay.
Okay.
And then they became my protectors too. They were my
okay.
Oh my
so
god!
So you made a deal with them.
I made a deal. So that's kind of what started my whole entrepreneurial journey. Okay.
At a young age.
You have to also combine that with, I'm not lazy. I have no problem working.
Mm-hmm.
I work. I'll sweat. I'll do manual labor. I've always had this position where I'll do whatever work pays. If I could make more money cleaning a toilet than I could do doing books, then I'm gonna clean the toilet. Mm-hmm. It's whatever pays the best. I don't have any passion about my work. I don't care one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that guy. Okay, I work for money.
So there's never been something where you're like, this is my dream job and this is where you're passionate about?
What I thought was my dream job was accounting. And I went and learned accounting and bookkeeping, and I made plenty of money. But you sit at a desk all day with a ledger, and you don't talk to anybody, and you do like this, and you do like this, and it wasn't any fun. So, and I made money.
So then
you
realized that I wasn't for you.
I don't have a passion for work. I don't like work.
You just like to make the money.
Yeah. Now, I don't mind working.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, I understand. I understood this. You either going to be a hustler, and I mean, you know, you could hustle and make plenty of money, but you might end up going to jail. Okay? Mm-hmm. Or you're going to work.
So did you ever have to, like growing up, was there ever a moment where you were like, okay, I get you hustled lollipops, but where you hustled other things and were like, if I keep doing this, I'm going to go to jail. If I go straight, I'm going to do this. Like, did you have to have that moment with yourself?
Yes, I did. I had to have that moment.
So how old were you then?
I had made a decision that once I hit 18,
you would stop.
I would clean everything up.
Because that's jail time. That's not juvie time.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that's exactly it. Okay. And that was my mentality. Once I hit 18, everything needs to slow way down because I'm not going to jail. I ain't going to jail.
Did you really stop at 18?
No.
Pretty much. well,
pretty much.
I stopped doing anything that could be
bad for
serious.
You.
Okay.
I would still maybe middleman some deals or, you know, lightweight stuff.
Okay.
Still hustling a little bit.
Yeah.
You know. But nothing that could be
to put you in jail.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
It's interesting. This is an interesting story.
Yeah.
Of your hustle days.
You know, so, you know, that's kind of and look, let me tell you something. For all you square people out here, and there's nothing wrong with being square and working hard and doing it that way. But for all you square folks, don't ever be mad at a hustler, okay? The Kennedys were hustlers.
Okay.
They were the biggest bootleggers in America. They still make money on you talking about, you guys know the Kennedys?
Yes, Dad.
Yes.
Well, you guys are a generation behind you. Some people don't know.
We're educated.
I totally got the reference.
Okay,
We're educated.
Okay. All right. So I don't want you to think that hustling is not the American way. It is definitely the American way. Okay, that's the way they've done it in America. You know, you find a product and you run that product.
Okay, so around 18 is when you realize, like, you can't, you know, continue to hustle that way.
Well, I need to compliment that with a story, okay?
Okay.
I was sitting with a friend who was about a year or two older than me. His name is, well, we called him Shitty. We're at Shitty's house.
Shitty?
Yeah, okay. We called him, he had a lot of different names.
Were your friends all hustlers?
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, so you had no square friends.
I do. I still did. I did, and I still do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. But square. And let me tell you something. They've gone on. They're doctors. They're attorneys. You know, they do well.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And I'll bring that into the fold also.
All right. So we're at Shitty's house, and
happened? So we're at Shitty's house, and I'm probably 16, 17, and, you know, we're doing a couple things together, and he starts talking about, Kyle, I'm gonna be a gangster, okay? And okay. I'm like, I'm down. Let's go.
You know, said you were a gangster too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he says, and I can remember as clear as day. He's sitting on the bed. He's eating an apple. He's got like this buck knife, and he's cutting pieces out of it. And he's eating the apple, and he says, "Plain as day, I'm gonna be a gangster." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, let's go." He said, "Well, Kyle, you know, to be a true gangster, you got to be willing to kill somebody."
I don't think I want to be a gangster anymore.
That's pretty much what I said.
Yeah. Okay, we're going. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, I still looked him straight in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of looked the way you were looking at me when I said it. What'd you think? Said, well, no. Nah. I mean, in my head, I'm like, no, I'm off the boat.
Nah, I'm good. Now, what do you say? What did you say? Do you remember what you said to him?
Well, like, I don't remember what I said, but I know I didn't say, come on, let's go.
You know, all right, we are gangsters.
You know, he probably looked at me like, you know, it's a call. You got to
sure
make a decision.
I'm sure he probably said with a straight face,
you know,
too.
Now, here's the truth. Here's what's crazy about the story. He went on, and he's a true gangster.
Is he still a gangster to this
He's
to
in
this
jail
day?
For killing a couple people.
Oh.
Okay, but
he was
one of the biggest hustlers in L.A. He was running stuff.
Yeah.
And we continued to stay friends, and every once in a while we do some things together, but not often.
Because
he was doing, you know.
Too much. Went
to one of his,
Too
he had a place.
You.
He had a little spot one time. Mm-hmm. And I went, because we were just talking, and we ended up, you know, hanging out for a minute. And I went to his spot. And I'm in his spot. And I reached over. There was a gun sitting there. And I reached over and grabbed the gun. I was just like, let me see. And he said, Kyle, don't do that.
Your fingerprints are on it now.
No. This guy here, this guy here, this guy here. This guy here, this guy behind me, they're all his bodyguards.
Uh-huh.
And he said, they don't know you.
Oh.
They don't know
what you're about to do.
They don't know what you're about
to
do.
Pop
he
off.
Looked at all of them and he said, you know, this is my guy. You know, so I was like, no way would I want to live like that.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
Not everybody his bodyguards.
I don't care. You know, it was his hench people. It was his protectors.
So is Shitty in jail for like
now? He's never coming out. I don't think he's ever coming out.
Oh, yeah. Poor
and he's
Shitty.
Actually not a bad guy. I mean, well, yeah.
According to who?
I guess you're right.
Probably, he's not a bad guy.
All right, well.
Okay, so, but there is a difference between being a hustler and a gangster.
Yes, without a doubt. And I was never a gangster. See, he was talking about being a gangster.
Yes.
Okay? A gangster hustler.
No.
He just wanted to be a gangster.
Yeah, all I wanted to do was hustle.
Yeah,
you just want that money.
I'm trying to find a way to make. Even today, I still hustle. Now I go get my job. I have a job. had a career. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I've always told people you need to have both if you really want to be, financially,
yeah.
Get a little closer to financially free.
Yeah.
Okay. You can be a doctor and you make plenty of money, but you put a little hustle on that on top. And hustle doesn't have to be
illegal.
Yeah, it doesn't have to. Yeah.
It can just be an extra. Yeah.
I'll give you a good example. I'll give you a good example. I knew a guy who sold cars. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he did pretty well at selling cars. But then he also did what used to be called A.L. Williams, insurance policies.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't do that. He went and got his license and everything. He'd do insurance policies on the side, friends, whatever. But he had that little extra money coming in.
Yeah.
Let's say you're a teacher and you sell Mary Kay.
Yeah.
On the side. It's something and something. It's something and something. Just like, let me tell you guys something right now out there. I'm trying to do this podcast. I hope it jumps off. That's going to be my little hustle.
Yeah.
And I don't know what kind of income we're looking at. Let's say,
but if I could target,
$1,000, $2,000.
That's a hustle.
Yes.
And I don't need much.
I'm always trying to get some extra where I can go.
Let's say, do you remember the time we went to see Lauryn Hill?
Yes.
Do you remember where we sat?
Front row.
Do you know how much it cost?
No.
It didn't matter, did it?
No, you said you
Let's
got
go.
It. Yeah.
Now, see, as long as I can do that every once in a while and not have to worry about breaking the bank, then let me get my little hustle on.
Yeah, me and my dad have a selfie with Lauryn Hill from that night.
So that I could do what I want to do.
Yeah,
live
your
life.
Work to pay the bills and to be okay. You hustle to get the little extra stuff.
And I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. But I think that not everybody has that same mentality.
Well,
and that's what I've learned as an adult now. I see like myself, and I'll say it, I hustle.
You do.
I hustle. I'm not afraid to work. I will be up all night doing something if it's going to make me some money.
You a chip off the tree, baby.
I'm the same way.
Bow!
I feel like I, just the way the things I want and the extra things for Parker or whatever for myself, mm-hmm. I need that money. Like Shai just said, I'll be up all night. If you want to give me, I'm down. Yeah. I'll wake up at 5 in the morning for you if you want your hair done. Whatever you need, there.
But I've also realized that there's some people I have in my life that don't have that same mentality, that are like, nope, my job is 9 to 5. I'm there from 9 to 5, and that's it. And I'm like, okay, cool. If that's what's for you, that's cool. But then when you can't do the extras,
don't be mad.
Don't be mad.
And don't be jelly.
Or the jelly starts to come out
in
a certain way. Yeah. I still need to hustle more because I feel like I still want to get
you want more.
I want more.
Yeah.
Especially after taking that trip. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Where's the money at?
I see. Me and Zach just had this conversation the other night where sometimes when you start to elevate yourself in your life, friends start to fall off because maybe jealousy or insecurities, or they can't do the same things.
And
all that plays a role. Or you see friends start to elevate and it's like, damn, I want to work harder to get to that. And I was like, you can take two routes. You really can. Which one are you going to take? And the reference was, we went to Vegas for one of our friends' birthdays and my friend got her husband a private plane to go. And
Ooh,
me and
fancy.
Zach were like,
fancy.
This is our first time on a private plane, We're excited. That shit was cool as fuck. I want to do it again. I'm looking at Zach like, Negro, get up, do something.
Let's go.
Come on. I want to do it again. So come home, and it motivated me so much to want to work harder to figure out what my next thing is here. How am I going to put more attention here? This brings a lot of revenue in. Let's do this more. And it made us grind harder. I didn't take the route of man, that plane was fucking whack and fuck them.
Right.
And I can go economy every time. But it
motivated you.
Motivated me more. And I'm like, okay, I like this. I like these things. And I'm not afraid to say it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I get that from you, Shai. I admire your hustle and the things I see. And I'm like, oh, I admire you and Zach. So the things that I want, I'm like, oh, maybe I need to do this more. Maybe I should take on that. Maybe I should do that. So I would say the same for you as a friend. I love your hustle and I admire it.
I appreciate that because there's some days where I want to lay in the bed.
And I know that.
I start looking around my house and I'm like, this MF got to get paid for. Help.
But it's nice to have those friends in your circle. So you are constantly elevating yourself. Like, oh, shit. Like, I want that for myself. So, like you said, so I'm going to go back home and look at what I need to do.
I swear to God, I was
and up. What kind of money I need to make and what that looks like.
I was up looking at, I have all these notes on my little thing. I'm up looking at every single thing like, okay, who, how, how can I make more money? Like, where is it going to come from? And Zach's looking at me like, what you want me to do? What do you need me to do?
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
But okay, back to you, Dad. So let's go forward some years.
Okay, so let's see. We went from the blow pops to
to hustle, to not gonna be a gangster.
Yep. So now what is my what option is?
Yeah.
Well, you gotta go to work. You gotta get a 9 to 5. You gotta be a square.
What was your first 9 to 5?
And how old were you?
My first 9 to 5 was it was a great job. Working in Santa Monica. I was worked in an Italian kitchen.
Okay.
A pizza place.
Okay.
I was bussing dishes.
In Santa Monica, I love that.
I start off a busboy.
Yeah.
Dishwasher.
Yeah.
The back of the house dishwasher. Okay. But when I got moved to
He looks excited.
Why do you look so excited?
Wait. When I got moved to deliveries.
Oh, okay.
What is that?
Because I'm like 16, 17, just started driving. That was all right.
You were cute.
That was all right.
All right.
Now I'm delivering. And for those of you that are in middle America, Santa Monica, California is where it was, is a great spot. You've heard everybody say this.
Were you in the poppin' place, like Santa Monica, was happening?
Well, this is before Santa Monica was before the promenade and all that.
Yeah.
But I was doing home deliveries.
So you were making good tips.
I was making good tips. I saw some things I thought I'd never see.
Oh, were you delivering more than pizza?
Did you see?
No, I was just delivering pizza.
What kind of things are we seeing?
But the tips were more than tips. Mm. The tips were all kind of stuff.
Oh.
I mean, I had people answering the door, you know, with just a robe on. I mean, an open robe with nice looks, you know. I forgot this is a podcast, so let me be a little more descriptive. There'd be half naked women open the door,
and I'm 16, I'm like, hey, lady.
You know, and I'd get Santa Monica is also financially, it was a good area,
yeah,
so the tips were very good, and it's a liberal area.
Were these naked women sometimes seducing you?
No.
Okay.
Nothing ever turned into a sex trick. So,
a sex trick?
You know,
you'd get
like, you guys use the word now, microdosing.
Yeah, like
you get microdose samples and things like that.
Oh.
You know, so it was just all kind of stuff going on.
So you were getting all type of tips.
It was all kind of stuff going on. Yeah, it was a great time.
Okay.
You know, for a young guy who's you're not scared, you know, who's moving through the city. So, did that. Okay. And then there was a summer I remember. I went and worked for like the Dolphin Club where we're watching little boys and girls.
Watching?
We're the Dolphin Club, like YMCA.
You said watching?
I thought you said washing little
no,
kids.
No, watching.
And I'm like,
watching.
Dad.
No, watching, babysitting.
Don't literally, tell yourself.
No. But I thought this was like washing boys and girls.
No. I'm like, okay, leave that one out.
Well, no, that, I'm getting to that, though, too. That's going to come, too. Watch. But it's very straight. It's very good.
What?
So, okay. I'm going to get to the point where I was washing, but they weren't little boys and girls.
Okay, who were you washing?
I was washing. Well, I did the summer camp, okay, me and some people who were still friends to this day, okay, it was a great experience, and then, so now I'm in the work, I'm starting to learn how to work.
Yes.
You know, I'm still a teenager, but I'm getting
jobs.
9 to 5,
yeah.
And I'm starting to understand, and at one time I thought,
$5,
if I got $5 an hour,
that's
so
good.
Much money. Yeah. I can make $50 in 10 hours.
Yes.
You know, I counted down. Yeah. I'd take it out to how many I'm making, 500, boom. Oh, man, I had a piggy bank. I've always had money. My piggy bank's always been good.
Got it.
It's always been good. Since that time I sold Blow Pops, I've never been broke.
Shit.
Okay? Never been broke. I ain't never been rich, but never been broke. So after the camp, what happened? So then now there's another summer. Pixie.
Uh-huh.
Me and Pixie go and work for this company. It was John Kelly. A guy named John Kelly used to have a school for autistic kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we would go in on Friday night, and we would take the kids from school to their home. And we had about 7 or 8 boys that were about in their middle 20s.
No way.
Okay. And we would watch them. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, get them ready for school on Monday.
Oh, wow.
It was you guys by themselves? With
me
them?
And me and Pixie and about eight boys.
Okay, so then that's where the washing.
Yeah. Yes. We'd walk, because we'd have to wash them, we'd cook, we'd take them to the park, we'd do
that's
everything.
That's pretty cool.
That was very good.
I feel like that takes a lot of patience.
It does take a lot of patience.
A lot of patience. And
it made me a very centered person. It got me way out of the hustle mode, because at the time, because again, that was Friday,
hustling.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
You had to do something.
Okay, Monday I was finished. I had another job. I can't remember what it was, and I was still hustling.
Okay,
that's when I was really making money.
You were like, bam, bam.
I was making so much money, I didn't have time to spend money.
I had enough money.
I could buy a T bill. It doesn't sound like a lot.
A what bill?
No.
A what?
It's called a treasury bill. $10,000. It's you give them $10,000, they give you a...
Like a bond?
It's like an investment.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I was either 16 or 17. I was so damn proud of myself.
Oh, and you did that for yourself?
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
16 or 17, I don't think I had $2 to my name.
And that's about the time your mom met me, and she said, I'm going to marry him because he's going to always have money.
Yeah.
Yeah,
She told me.
I mean,
one thing that I would say that mom and I always agree on when it comes to dad is... He can hustle. Like, he will never be broke, and he will never let you go hungry. Like, that's one thing that I know from him.
And I tell you that the one time when I didn't have a lot of money, I had, and this was when I was in college, because this is now, I've already done the work, you know, the pizza shop and the summer jobs and all that. Now I got to go to do real work. So to do real work, let me get a bit of an education so I'm not on the bottom of the pay scale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me get my education level up so I can demand more money.
Right.
Okay? So now when I'm in college, actually I'm still hustling a little bit, but again, it's very minimal at this point. It was helping me to get through to pay the tuitions and all that though. But it was minimized, nothing big. And then this is a little side note, great story. So I'm in college, right? We're in the dorm, and I'm making money on people I'm living with. You know, even college students.
Yeah.
There was one guy.
So you're making money off of your college friends?
Yes.
Okay.
This one guy wouldn't pay me. I hung his ass out the window in a two-story window.
Oh, my God, Dad.
We're friends now.
We're friends now.
You know, I mean, it don't happen.
You're okay, you just hung him out the window.
It was, you know, it's young. You're young, and you do dumb stuff. But it was, you know, it was a fun time. So anyway, now I'm in college, and I'm really, and I actually got to a point where I put the hustle down, just because college was a little bit demanding for me, because, you know, we're
a little slow.
We try real hard. We can catch up. We have to put in effort.
It takes us a little bit more time to get to the answer.
Right. But we do get to an answer. We find a way. So I had to really focus and kind of do that. And at that, so I'd lose my hustle, and I'm not, am I working? Let me back up. I'm not working.
You weren't working in college?
I'm still hustling. But remember, I told you it takes two.
Yeah.
You got to have both of them.
Right.
Okay. So I'm still hustling a little bit, but I'm not working, so I don't have the, and you know, again, I brought the hustle way down to a minimal. So there's times I didn't have money, but I had good friends. Mm. And they let me go for the ride, you know.
I think that's important too.
You know, that is important. And you know, and some of these people, Doc John, you know, Eric, you know, Tony B. Yeah. There was time I didn't have nickels. There was times I didn't have nickels to run together, and Tony B. would come in and say, come on, and they talked about me so bad because the time when I did have money, I wasn't sharing.
You weren't putting people on.
I had to learn that lesson.
So you weren't like, come on.
Well, I'm
I got
happy
you.
That they didn't dog you and say, nah, you got to stay back. And at least they dogged you and said, come on.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. But what I did learn from that is you really need to pick your game up. Because I wanted to be able to do the things that they do.
Yeah.
Because we were all having fun. And I didn't want to be on anybody's coattail.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so then I still started really working and working to make money. And I worked for Eric for a while. That's when I went to churches out of college.
Churches is a fast food
Church's
place.
Chicken, yeah. Church's Chicken and Popeye's Chicken, which is a national brand. I had friends. So what happened is out of high school, I go to Weber State College to play basketball. Same time, I'm a freshman. Magic Johnson's a senior. He's doing things I can't do. So I'm like, okay, basketball's over. I mean, it's over.
You call the shot for yourself. And,
look, there's only so much time in the day. So you have... you got to have study time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make some money because I didn't have silver spoon in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So study time. I'm sorry. You got to have study time. You got to make some money. I'm that person. I got to have a social life. And then you need a time for basketball. And I couldn't do it all.
Yeah.
So basketball got to go, which lets me social time.
Hustle time.
Study time.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I come back from Weber State because I'm not going to live in Utah. Too damn cold. Well, I'm coming back to the Sunshine State. You know, something my stepfather told me. He said when he left, he said, you know, there's a couple things when you go to college. He said, yes, it's the stuff that you learn, but it's also the people that you meet.
Yeah.
And unless you planning on rerouting and living in Utah, all those connections that you have there are going to be lost.
Yeah.
So if you plan on living in Southern California, you need to come back and finish your deal in Southern California. So that's what I did. I heard what he said, and I came back. Went to Santa Monica City College, got on the dean's list, got on good graces with one of my professors. He said, man, I can get you an SC. You want to go? I said, well, I'm going to try to go to UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's not a good choice. He said, well, that's a good school, too. And then I tried, and they said, no, you're not smart enough for UCLA. So then I went back to him and said, Dr. Barkley?
Can I go back? Can I come with you?
And at the time, Raphael was at SC.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, come on, let's go. So that's I ended up at SC. Now, what happened is, all the folks that I knew were graduating.
Oh.
I was still 6-8 units short.
Okay.
And running out of money. And I think Kyle came along.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I'm done. I've took all I can take from this school. My friends are all
gone.
You
were done with
SC.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I never actually graduated, but I got a good education from them.
You were close.
I was close, and I got great business, marketing, accounting.
Oh, wow.
All that
yeah.
under the belt, okay? Merchandising, all that. Knowledge from professors, all that kind of.
So you got
great,
the knowledge
great
that you
stuff,
needed.
Great stuff, yes.
Yeah.
So I go to work for one of the guys I went to school with, Eric, Mr. Eric Holliman.
Mm-hmm.
His dad had a Church's Chicken franchise. So I started off working in a grease pit, in a fast food. And I was no problem, because remember, I started off at the pizza place, mopping floors and all that, so no problem. And I told you, I don't have a problem with work. And he was paying the best at the time, so I went in there, and I outperformed all the other managers, because again, I don't have a problem with working. I'm smart. I'm going to make you some money.
Mm-hmm.
I was making him plenty of money. He said, man, look, I need you to do more than one store. So I don't know if he gave me three stores first. I think he did. He gave me three stores. Then
to
he gave
manage.
Me to manage. Then he said, no, be an area manager, take over six stores, nine
oh,
stores.
Wow.
And then I got a Popeyes over here. I want you to take that store too.
So you were managing a bunch of stores.
Yeah. Yeah. Time I finished, I was managing, I think, nine stores.
And this is after, sorry, I'm just trying to get the story. This is after you left SC.
This is after I left SC.
Yes. And then you're like, let me just go ahead, make money.
Because by this time you had Kyle.
Yeah. Kyle's in. Kyle's in the, yes.
So then you're like, hustle mode. Yeah. Yes. I have a kid. And then I need to provide.
And then I get this one. Then she comes. So I got two.
So how old were you after?
I'm 32. You were born in what year?
91.
In 91, I'm 31 years old. I'm 31 in 91.
By the time I came, yeah.
So, you know, now I'm working every day.
So when did you stop working for churches and
Okay, so this is what happened. Me and your mom took either you or Kyle to a Chuck E. Cheese birthday party.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We had never been to Chuck E. Cheese before. I went in there and just my business.
Mm-hmm.
Between you and your mom, I'm this like, ching, 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 ching.
You know, like, holy shit.
It's quarters going on everywhere.
Right.
And I, you know, by this time I understand food costs.
Yeah. And labor back costs. Then there weren't other, like, now there's all these things you can take your kids to. Back then,
it's just probably
I feel like it was just Chuck E. Cheese and, like, of course, like Disneyland, but really there was no.
Yeah. We I don't think there were so many other ones.
Kids Space and Kid Empire.
They had McDonald's Play Space.
Yeah.
Which didn't compare.
Which didn't compare, but was low key still popular.
I had never been to Chuck E. Cheese.
And I'm ching ching.
I'm like, oh my God.
My hustle brain
went into high gear.
Because me and your mom talked
and we said, let's do this concept.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually had a business plan. We had characters. We kind of had it all drawn out.
Yeah.
And the last step was, let me go work for Chuck E. Cheese.
To figure out how it works.
To really understand a little bit, another layer.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to go work for him for 6 months and then do our thing.
I'm like, oh, so what happened?
You worked for him and then?
I worked for him. But again, you know, like I said, when I was at churches, I outperformed my managers. The same thing happened when I went to Chucky. They gave me a store that they thought was a troubled store. They called it a troubled store.
Okay.
I said, that shit gave me.
So you really did go in there.
I went in and cleaned it up and made it one of the best stores in the nation.
Where was this, Chuck E. Cheese?
In Carson, California.
Nice.
You know, it was it wasn't the best in the nation. At the time, they were national.
Yeah.
But it was a trouble store. It was way down. The sales were depressed. I brought it back up. It got in the top 10, 15, something like that.
You brought it.
What point did you guys realize this is what happened. Your business plan?
Well, this is what happened. So now I have both of you.
Yeah.
Okay? And I think at the time, Margaret was still in school doing...
Court reporting
training. She was trying to get her certificate in that. Okay. It's not like I could just take a break and stop. And then what happened was after a year or it was 9 months, I did an evaluation with my area manager at the time. I said, look, I need to make some more money. Cause I took a pay cut when I went to work for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I left like $15,000 on the table. And I told him this. I said, look, I need to make some of that money back. I need to make at least, I'm thinking in my head, at least another $7,000 next year. He said, Kyle, if you do the same thing you did this year, next year, you'd probably make about $20,000 more.
Oh.
And I did. And I made the $20,000 more.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of stuck.
Yeah, just to keep going.
Yeah, I was kind of stuck. And every year I made more money there.
Right.
Until I didn't make any more money there, and then I quit.
Like, this no longer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it got to the point where I had an interview with my district manager, and I said, you know, my annual evaluation, I want more money. I mean, because I was producing. I always had good numbers, good sales, would always grow up. Money would flow down to the bottom line, you know, because I'd learned how to manage the food cost, the labor, the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I learned how to make money through all these different ventures,
mm-hmm. yeah.
okay? But it got to the point, he said, Kyle, I can't pay you anymore. You're making as much as some of the area managers. And I said, that's not really my concern. I mean, I don't know anything about that. Yeah. And he couldn't make me an area manager because I didn't follow the corporate mold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't real good at making notes and writing plans and all that. I knew how to do it. I know how to do the damn thing.
Yeah.
You know.
You're a hands-on type of person.
Again, because I don't care about where. I don't care. I don't want to work. But now, at the time, though, I'm missing out on you.
Yeah.
Because you guys are now doing all your stuff on the weekends, you know, all your recitals and ballets and cheerleading and da-da-da-da-da. Well, weekends, that's when you got to show up as a manager mm-hmm. or as a general manager. So I'm missing stuff. And at the same time, we had started Image Quest.
Which was your... Image Quest is the business that everyone always asks now. What's the family business?
The way Image Quest started...
How did that happen? I'm curious.
The way Image Quest started is Mama Sunshine has an older sister.
Okay.
Okay? We're just call her the Black Swan. So the Black Swan comes along and says... She's working downtown Los Angeles right now for a company. She says, hey, guys, I have a great business idea. And it's Reaper Graphics. So basically, she works at a law firm. Mm-hmm. And within a law firm, there's a lot of copies that are generated for briefs, depositions, all that stuff. Yeah. Got to send the clerk, got to send the judge, got to send opposing counsel, books this way, boxes this way, paper. Mm-hmm. So she tells us about this, and, you know, we're trying to find something also, you know.
Yeah, that's yours.
Yeah. So we put some money together. She didn't have any money. She had the idea. She had the know-how. We put some money together, and let's do Image Quest. So we started Image Quest. And for a minute, it was okay. No, it was always a struggle. Because it was a new business, but we were getting business.
So, like, did you guys have, when you first started, did you have, a place you did it at?
We got a place downtown. We got a warehouse. I went and did a deal with Xerox where we leased the machines. Okay.
Like a copy machine. Mm-hmm. So, picture is like an upscale version and a smaller version of, a Kinko's, but where you're dealing with law firms, so a lot of things are, confidential and... You know, a lot of shredding, a lot of
And it's not really public.
It's not public.
It's not like you can walk in
and say, hey, can you give me one copy of this paper? It's not like that.
You'd have to pitch yourself to law firms.
We were selling ourselves to law firms that we knew.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. How did you guys get your clientele? You would pitch it to
initially,
people?
It was, yes, we pitch it. Susan would pitch it.
The Black Swan.
Okay.
Well, what happened is eventually she, who put no money, no investment money into the company, started thinking that she was deserving of more than she was getting. And believe me, I wasn't making money at this point. Margie wasn't making money at this point.
Because you guys were just starting.
It was all back into the business.
Right.
Yeah.
So there was a point where we were like, well, we're not getting paid. So then we started calling to find out why these companies weren't paying. And they say, no, we wrote you a check. The check's been cashed. Boom, boom, boom. And I said, okay, but. So then upon further investigation, we found out that the Black Swan had gone and opened up another checking account using the same name and taking our checks, putting it in her account, and just not telling us about it. So basically, she felt that she was more deserving than everyone else, and she'd steal the money.
So I just want to take a break or pause, because I feel like you made a few points that in entrepreneurship, people are going to ask.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
as many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's going to get done and it's going to look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
So one thing that I've learned about being an entrepreneur is, let's say you have a big idea, that this is your idea, you want to do this business, and you're trying to figure out how to do this idea. I've learned that for myself, you still have to have something that pays your bills.
Right.
So you do.
You need to keep something that pays your bills, whether that's, you know, being a busboy or a waitress.
So you still need that you second still need hustle.
That first hustle that pays bills. Right. And then on the side, you can be building your business out, your business plan, your marketing plan. How are you going to fund it? How are you going to start it? So it's like, everyone always asks me, how do I start? And I'm like, you start by getting a job, a regular job.
You have to have that income.
Because
if you don't have that income,
then how are you going to pay for A, B, and C when you need?
Exactly. Yes. And then also realize that within starting a business, a lot of times you're not going to see a return for a long time.
That's right. That's right.
So if you want to start a business, please know. Okay, let's say you want to start an online boutique and you just spend $3,000 on Alibaba or AliExpress, and you get all these products, so you throw it up on a website, and then you put it up, and maybe you get 5 sales. Okay, next day you get 2 sales. Next day you get 10 sales. All that money is coming back, but it's going to take you a minute till you make back that $3,000, and then
you bought for those clothes,
and then you're going to realize
you need to use that money to buy more inventory.
You need to use that money to go back into your inventory, and you're sitting there like, I haven't made any money, but I've made money. Where is my money? It's like
going back into inventory, back to
buying clothes, that's fall, that's summer, that's pre-fall, that's pre-summer, that's after summer.
So you need to keep restocking those clothes.
Yes. You have to keep restocking. So you're constantly putting money back into your business.
And let me tell you something. When you're not putting money back into your business,
that's when your business fails.
That's what you call mismanagement of business. And that's why most of them fail.
So when you're doing your business plan and things like that, do you seek out people to help you write? Like, I know you write your own business plan. And maybe have someone look over it or seek out somebody who already has a business.
So nowadays, you can Google business plans. Mm-hmm. You can Google business plans for starting an online boutique, mm-hmm. business plans for opening a franchise, business plans. You just Google it, and they will have prompted business plans for you. There's companies that you can even pay a monthly fee that will help you do a business plan. There's even companies where you can sign up and you can pitch a business plan and they'll offer funding.
Yes.
Okay.
There's so many different ways.
Now, there's also the SBA, Small Business Administration, in every county in America, okay, that'll help you, that have free or low-cost consultations to help you put it together, okay?
There's a lot of resources.
There's a lot of resources. There's grants.
Yeah.
You can apply for grants to start a business. There's grants all over the place in all different type of fields. Right now, I think it's Neutrogena that has a, or the one that starts with the A, Aveeno. I think they have a grant out right now for small businesses that want to start something within the beauty world.
You just have to do your research.
Yeah. It's so much research that goes into it. And I was talking on my Snapchat today, asking people what things they want to know with entrepreneurship. A lot of people are like, "How do I even start?"
Okay, so I'd say the way you start is decide what idea you want to pursue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, but don't. First, I keep thinking about this, so I want to just do a commercial real quick.
Okay.
For McDonald's. Okay? Because what's the difference between McDonald's and Church's Chicken in terms of an employee going in and working?
I don't think there's a difference.
There's not one. But what are all the I ain't working for McDonald's, I ain't going working for minimum wage, mm-hmm. You heard all that, right?
Yeah.
I can't do that. I fed my family.
Yeah.
Well, they.
I would say that
fed my family, but here's the deal, though.
I think a lot of people have
that idea of like working for a fast food company is like not cool,
lowering themselves, making them look like an image for them,
and that's why I'm trying to run a commercial for them because. Okay. You can do it by those avenues. You can go to Target. You can go to McDonald's. You can go. But you have to go with the attitude of outperforming everybody else.
Right.
Your other working peers so that you get noticed or so that you can go and say, I need more money.
Yeah.
Right.
And when you can say that because you've done more than they have.
Yeah.
Or that you've shown them either through your customer service or your sales or your work ethic or you're getting there on time or being there sharp that you are deserving. Because companies want, they are begging, crying for a good employee.
Right. Okay? To show it.
And when you are there and not falling into the, ain't nobody watching, so I ain't doing nothing.
Right. Yeah. Or just having a bad attitude at work.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And there's some, like, fast food companies that pay above minimum wage and that have great benefits.
Right.
In-N-Out.
I would
go and work for In-N-Out. Hey.
Yeah.
If I was not where I'm at, In-N-Out has good ass benefits.
Yep,
okay. I heard they're paying big.
Yeah.
I heard that Chick-fil-A has great benefits.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like a lot of people and everyone else is saying, go and get your work. Yeah.
If you need that extra, go do it.
I don't want people to be stuck on all the hype that you cannot do it or you know, there's so many people that walk in and they just automatically want to be the big time.
Yeah.
They want to be the manager and don't know shit about it.
Yeah.
Right.
They want to get paid like they've been doing it for years and haven't learned it yet.
Mm-hmm. So you have to put the work in.
You have to put the work in. At least that's the way I learned it. I put the work in, I got paid. But I put the work in.
Yeah.
So okay. For some people, let's say I put the work in, I have my job, I'm trying to build my brand, and it's still not working. At what point am I supposed to just say, all right, maybe this is a business plan that's not going to fail,
okay,
that's failing?
Well, let's back up first a little bit, because you talked about some good things. You talked about ways to get help with your business plan,
mm-hmm.
Okay? But you as the entrepreneur, there's a couple things you have to understand. You are the first one in. You're the last one out.
So you're working.
You're working
nonstop.
Harder. If you're not working harder than everybody else, let's say you're just a family.
Yeah.
And you're still working. I decide to do it. And I'm working too, but not working as good as you. Okay? If I'm not up earlier than you and staying up later than you, then probably it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Because you have to put in work. It's not like you snap your fingers and become a business person and you just make your money. It just doesn't happen that way. You know, even you as a cosmetologist had to build your clientele up, right?
Okay? Yes.
And learn how to manage your products. Which mm-hmm. products do you gonna, how much money do I make when I do this? You know, or mm-hmm. I don't want to use this product because my cuts into my profit margin and things like that. And
all
I don't want
to
rent a chair. I can buy a chair or I can, get my own, there's a lot of decisions that go into different things. And you have to always have your thinking cap on. But if you are not willing to outwork people and you just think, oh, I'm the owner and I should just get paid or I should just make
it's
it
so true
oh but I know some people that have that mentality.
It's like you said, as a hairstylist, I'm constantly, people are like, how are you doing? Like, some days I will go on a shoot early in the morning and I have to think, like, I could do this in the morning and then come to the salon and do that. Da, 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 da. So I always have to constantly, and I have to constantly push myself and remind myself, like, you're losing money if you're not going to push yourself and come to do both jobs.
Yeah.
You're not, you know, then I'm just being lazy.
Yeah. So now, back to the entrepreneur, back to the business itself. Mm-hmm. Once you go out and you hit these people, SBA grants, da-da-da, for tutorials, for counseling, because if you don't know how to do it, you need help, somebody to teach you how to do it. And yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what you should do. I'd say the biggest part of a business, if you really want your business to be successful, is you've got to learn how to do a budget.
Mm.
Okay? If you're not doing a budget, then you're kind of winging it.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, that's the one thing that I really learned in, you know, both academia and practical experience is the budget. And that's when you're saying, this is what I'm projecting my sales to be this, and my labor is going to be this, and my rent's this, and my phone is this, and my insurance
is
this,
part of your
and my product
plan?
Is this, and my food cost is this, and my cost of goods sales is this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and fire and phone, and da-da-da, and car and insurance, and here's my, this is what I end up making. Oh, shit. It's mm-hmm. negative 700.
Yeah.
Okay, so then let's go back and make some adjustments.
Right.
Let's think about this. I can't change insurance. I could maybe change rent, maybe do it out of my home instead of renting a place. I could certainly change labor, and labor's usually one of your highest expenses. Mm. Now, how do you change labor? You get in there and you become the labor.
Yeah.
Your labor is free.
Right. A lot of people always ask me that, like, why don't you hire somebody, like, hire an assistant?
Because that takes and money, like, out of my pocket.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm like, I have a built-in assistant. Zach! Help!
Hey, look, and when Ryder gets old enough, she's going to be the next assistant.
I'm like,
and when Ace gets a little older?
I'm like, I know, because it costs.
Let me tell you something. One of the first things we did when we started Image Quest, there was a job we got. You know who did the job? Auntie Marlene, Auntie Marilyn, Pop. We were all over my...
Everyone was in.
We were all folding and cutting or something.
Yeah.
I remember. But you bring family in, you know, and have them help you as much as possible, you know, depending on the level of professionalism or, you know, where your business is. But yeah, if you can bring family in to help you get through tough times, particularly your older family who doesn't need the money.
Who just wants to see you succeed.
Who wants to see you succeed.
Who just wants to help.
You know,
I like that,
Yeah.
So if someone says, I'm an entrepreneur, what's the best advice you could give me? What would it be? I want to be an entrepreneur. What's the best advice you can give me?
Go get a job first.
All right. I like that.
Go get a job first. So you don't have to worry about the small stuff. You know? I mean, and then look, believe me, I saw advantages and disadvantages of being an entrepreneur. As an entrepreneur, again, I'm the first to get there, last to leave, okay? Where my friends who work for other people, they have Friday, Saturday off.
That's another important thing to highlight. Yeah. Like, be the first one there and last to leave.
Yeah.
I think that's super
If you don't, at the very least, don't have that mentality, you don't have the right mentality. You think you're deserving, or you think that it's just going to come. Okay, but if you are willing to do everything that you're asking your people to do, it's going to pay off, you know. But the reason I say go get a job, because it's just easier.
Yeah.
And some people need easier. They're not ready for the challenge, you know. Look, there's benefits when you work for corporate America. You get health insurance, 401k, 401k plan. You know, you set hours. You're off on Saturday. It's Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay? As an entrepreneur.
You don't have any of that.
You don't have any of that.
No.
So you really have to make sure that you're covering yourself. For example, I don't have a 401k.
Yeah.
And I have to make sure that I like all these things, I like the lifestyle, I just need to make sure that I'm not trying to still get on a reality show at 65.
Right.
To pay my bills.
And that's
so
the same.
I have to set up other accounts.
Yeah.
Where you're putting away a retirement money, where all my girlfriends are like, pull it out your 401k. I'm like, I don't have that.
I don't got that.
We don't have health insurance.
Exactly. I was just
like
about to say health insurance
some,
and other things like
some
that.
Folks,
it's not given in my business plan at all.
Yeah. So for some folks that don't have that mentality of really working hard, it's probably best they get a job. You know, get a job. But again, if you ask me, the first thing I do is say, get a job.
Yeah.
Get a job that's going to handle the bread and butter of your living. Now you have time to go figure out your entrepreneurial avenue.
And you work what you okay? want, what your passion job is. You work it well, while so you're saying, working.
If you want to work for passion, fine.
No, I'm saying you can get a job that pays your bills while working your passion job, which is whatever your entrepreneurial job is.
Okay.
And I do think a lot, with some of the comments I saw a lot where, well, it's like social media has changed the entrepreneur world.
Oh, it has.
And it has 100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Most I feel definitely. Like
yeah. there's pros and cons to it. You can market yourself for free on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You can. You can boost your posts. That costs money, but boosting your posts
helps.
Will help your demographic go larger. And social media, also a con to me, has oversaturated markets. So let's say before there was not that many clothing places that you couldn't find. Now, there's so many. I'm going to talk about jeans, and I'm going to see about 15 jean ads from 15 different places that will come up on my phone. So that's a con. If I have a small boutique, it's so saturated now.
Mm-hmm.
It is. But at the same time, you can market yourself for free on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, on YouTube, all day long.
All those become your websites.
Yeah.
All day. You can put stuff out all day, and that doesn't cost anything. You can go on Canva and go on the free side. You click the little thing and just fill in all your information, and it's flyers. You can just put those up all day. You can take an iPhone pic is just as good as a professional camera. Take a product picture of that. So there's so much that you can do with social media where you can take it and use it to your advantage. Of course, there's cons to it. People can comment nasty stuff. Delete it.
Don't look at
people
it.
People comment it and get my order. Your order's coming. So I think there are cons to it, but I feel like there's way more pros as a business owner than there are cons. You just have to work it. But then again, that takes time and energy. And are you willing to put in the time and energy behind what you want? But I think that that's the best advice that anyone could take from what you're saying. And I feel like there's pros and cons to anything in life. There's pros and cons to being an entrepreneur. There's pros and cons to working a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
I agree.
Now, I think eventually, for me, for my personality, entrepreneurship is the best avenue. Because I could find a way to the things that I miss out on being an employee.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say it like this. The benefit for me of, once you put the work in and you start to be your company profitable, then you start to understand, there's a certain amount of flexibility and freedoms that you have. You don't have an owner. You don't have a boss, da-da-da. It's worked out probably best. Our company could be so much better. Oh. But, it fights some of the same pitfalls that a lot of companies go through. And this is, management issues. It's a difficult...
I feel like rebranding, growing with the times.
Yes, yes. Changing technology. Without a doubt.
Like what ImageQuest was 25 years ago.
It can't still be
what it is today because digital has changed
so much. It's changed, yeah.
So that's another thing. Within your business, you have to change as time changes. Yeah. But
And if I was younger, and still had fight,
you would do with the change.
Oh, yeah. There was times I would do it all by myself. I wouldn't worry about anybody else. But at this point, I'm 60-plus. I'm cool.
60-plus is wild.
60-plus is wild. Now, here's
wild.
When I was a little younger than you, though, I thought at 65 I'd be ready to die. Not to say I thought I'd be dead.
Yeah.
But I just thought life was over at 65.
Yeah.
What do I want to do at 65?
Right.
But it's changed now. I guess, longevity is...
65 is like the new 40.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right, guys. Every week we end our episode, Dad, as you know, with either...
with a WTF moment.
Or you can give advice.
Yeah, because I really don't have... I've told you before, I don't really have WTF moments.
Do you have any advice
for us? Actually, I do.
What's your WTF?
I had one yesterday.
Okay, what'd you do yesterday?
Something, and this is tied into business.
All right.
So, as you guys know or may not know, me and Mama Sunshine... share ImageQuest.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. But we have kind of two different divisions. She'd work one, I'd work one. That way we stay out of each other's hair and everything is peaceful that way. Well, as of late, it's been kind of mishmashed across a little bit. So I thought I saw something yesterday in the emails.
Oh, God. So what did you do?
Oh, I called. I called Kyle because Kyle's name was on the email. Uh-huh. You know, I'm like, you know, I'm thinking to myself, you're fucking with my chotch. You know, just, you know, hands off. You know, because it was a conversation I had started with a client. And then someone jumped in. And I'm like, you're messing with Kyle's like, no, I didn't go off. I was just, because I did that before I knew I made a mistake, so I tried not to go off. I didn't go off. But she said, Dad, I haven't emailed in weeks. I don't even know what you're talking about. Uh-huh. So I was like, well, maybe her mom.
So then you called her.
I called her. She didn't pick up.
That's the voicemail you left her? Oh. That's the voicemail that you left
That's
her?
That's the voicemail I left her.
Oh, you blew it, boy.
So wait a minute. So she know I called. She didn't hear the voicemail yet. Mm-hmm. So she called, and I was asking, and I was like, oh.
Oh.
Well, there's going to be a voicemail.
Wait, so what happened? It wasn't her?
No.
It was you?
No, it was me. I misread.
You messed up.
Yeah,
you
I messed up. But I
and then you messed up on the voicemail.
And I really that yeah the voicemail was that was my WTF
moment. So is your tail tucked now?
No, I apologize. I have no problem. Oh, I know I make mistakes.
I'm good.
Oh no, I apologize. I said, hey, look, I guess you haven't heard the voicemail yet. And she says, no, did you want to say something to me? I said, you know what? I want to apologize for the voicemail because I misread things.
Go ahead and delete that, please.
Yeah, because you did not even listen to this. Go ahead and delete it.
Oh, you know. Now you know for a fact she listened.
Oh, yeah, she did. She did. And
did
was
she
like,
have something to say back?
She didn't call me back and cuss me out or anything.
But she listened.
But no, she even got an attitude like that quick just to hear that. I'm apologizing. I apologize. Yeah.
I fucked up. He is sitting there like, what the fuck
did I do?
All right,
and
Shannon.
Then I end up working till, and again, part of entrepreneurial, I didn't go to bed till 1 o'clock in the morning talking to the person I should have already talked to that I thought they jumped in and talked to to get everything squared away. I mean, in an email.
There you go. So you had a lesson.
He had a lesson.
Yeah. So that was my... Yeah. That was my, I guess you call that a WTF moment,
right? Yeah, that was definitely a WTF moment.
Okay.
Do you have one?
I just had a funny situation. I started my steaming and...
Started your what?
Never mind.
Steaming.
Oh, I thought she said...
A yoni steam.
Okay, I thought she said... Like...
Semen?
Yeah, that's what she said.
I mean, it's like in the same world.
And I was like, really? No. What's that all about?
Yoni steaming. She like sits on a pod and steams her vagina.
Okay, I'm leaving. I don't want to hear about this.
Never mind. I second guessed it. Okay.
Well, now I want to know. Is it?
Really, it was just funny. So I was doing.
Yes.
What? Yes.
You know what? Tell her about it.
I know now. Yes. Yes. What's it called?
A yoni steam.
Yoni.
So I started
just let
it.
Her tell the story.
I started it, and so I was sitting on the pot. I did it on my toilet. Parker walks in.
Oh, you done scarred your kid.
I did. He goes because he was trying to tell me dinner was ready, and he goes, "What are you doing, Mom?" And I was like, nothing. He said, why are you just sitting on the toilet?
Steam coming out your legs.
He just was so confused of what I was doing because I had, like, candles around me. And I was just sitting on the toilet. And he closed the door. And then he came back in. He said, are you okay, Mom? I said, yeah. Just go ahead, son. Just. I thought it was hilarious because his face was so confused. And so then he ran to my mom and dad and said, my mom was sitting on the toilet. I don't know what she was doing, but she was sitting on the toilet.
Why did you light candles to do it?
That's what the...
Did you pray over your vagina? All right. Anyway. All right. If I had a WTF, it's gone, and it's this moment right here.
Wait a minute.
It keeps being me, your WTF.
I'm seeing this vagina with... Glowing glitter right all around.
I'm seeing this vagina with glowing glitter. Okay, I'm done. I don't have a WTF. This is it. I don't have advice. I'm so sorry. But I do have a little announcement. My dad and I have a YouTube channel called our unfiltered kitchen where we would cook, drink, and cook, drink some
and
more.
Conversate.
And conversation.
Drink.
And we'd have a conversation at the end of it. Everybody gravitated towards the conversations. Some of our meals were a little busted. Some of our drinks apparently were too strong. So whatever. Screw you. We're starting a podcast. It'll be out in the next couple weeks. So I want you guys to stay tuned. It's going to be called Unfiltered Kitchen again. Because we're still going to do the same concept.
Yeah.
We're still going to cook. But we're going to do a podcast that's just for those conversations.
Yes.
All of it is going to live on the same YouTube page. So just keep your eyes and ears
open. A daddy-daughter duel.
Can I come be a guest?
Yes. You should bring your dad.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
We've started recording, and I just want to say, I listened to our first episode on the way here.
What did you think?
I cracked up the whole time. You just say some things that are just so out of line.
Really?
Yes.
And not I'm really. Like, you don't know you say things out of line.
And I'm laughing my head off. And I'm just like, I was there for this conversation. Why am I laughing this hard? So I want you guys just to like look out for it. We'll make a big announcement when it's officially like live. But I am really excited for it.
And I really needed to be successful because...
Because that hustle.
You said I need that extra money. This is, I'm 60 plus hustle.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in this week to the Think Loud crew. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And don't forget to tell your crew
about our crew. Yeah.
You can follow me at Shy Not Shy.
You can follow me at Pretty Boy Floyd 3 on IG. And soon coming to Snapchat.
Oh, yeah. Follow me on Snapchat, because that's my next hustle. And I'm going to
get my tutor. My tutor's going to teach me.
I don't got Snapchat, but
you need to get it.
You can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
And she does great hair.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.